Hello, Baker McKenzie welcomes you to Connect on Tech, a global podcast series covering legal developments on data, technology, privacy, and security that impact your business. Here's your host, Brian Hengisbaugh, Global Chair of Privacy and Security.
Okay, great, and welcome back to Connect on Tech. I'm Brian Hengisbaugh, Global Chair of Privacy and Security here at Baker McKenzie. I'm thrilled to be joined today by Cynthia Cole, who's a privacy and cyber partner extraordinaire out in our Palo Alto office. Cynthia has a great deal of experience on a wide variety of complex technology and IP alliances and transactions. She also has a great background being a former CEO and general counsel, so has great perspective on these issues. So Cynthia, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Brian. So excited to be here.
Great. Okay, so maybe get us started just by doing a little bit on the big picture with us. There's a lot of things changing in the market. Inflation, a high dollar, recent layoffs, all kinds of activity. How do you see this impacting M&A?
I think that's a great question, Brian. And I think it's top of mind for so many of our clients and so many companies globally. What I'm seeing is, frankly, from my seat, is not necessarily a slowdown in activity. per se, what I'm seeing is that a lot of companies are taking the opportunity to jump in with maybe, you know, they have a stronger, because of the stronger dollar, they're investing more internationally and taking a closer look at targets that maybe a year ago or 2 years ago, they considered to be maybe too high a valuation, and they're coming in and making some very targeted strategic acquisitions, specifically with related to data and IP, right? If there's something very, very specific that they're interested in, occasionally even some acqui-hires.
Interesting. So the fact that, you know, there's so much changing in the economy that happens to uncover some opportunities that might have been valued too high. So we actually are seeing a surprising amount of M&A activity, you might say, looking at buying opportunities. And maybe stay with the buy side for a minute and talk to us a little bit about, with all the uncertainty around data and IP risk, you know, how do you see a buy side addressing and evaluating that risk and privacy program maturity with the target?
Yes, that's a really good question. And I'm seeing that overall, I'm seeing that increase, and I'm seeing those questions and that sort of being front-loaded, right? So the data questions are coming in much sooner, and we're being pulled in, outside counsel is being pulled in much sooner, and we're giving more strategic, I would say strategic legal and business advice with respect to how to structure the transaction, how to take a look and do a deeper dive into data use, specifically data transfer, obviously, which, as you know, Brian, you know, cross-border data transfer issues have been an issue for a very long time, and it continues to make headlines. And then even looking at, you know, changes with respect to the upcoming, obviously, CPRA and changes that companies are expecting to put in place by January 1, right? Really front-loading all of those questions.
No, that's great. Yeah, CPRA, California Privacy Rights Act, one of a handful of new state privacy laws emerging in the U.S., plus there's just so much activity in Europe and Latin America and Asia Pac on privacy generally. And I totally get it, right? You know, however well or poorly the target has done on privacy and IP really impacts the value of the target and may even be, you know, bringing a company into something they may not want, depending on how bad it is or how good it is. But now talk to us for a second about the sell side of the equation. What do sellers think about and what should they think about in this space?
So, right. Good question. And I, you know, these are opportunities for sellers as well, right? Even if maybe the valuation is not necessarily what they anticipated, it's an opportunity, frankly, to take a look at your compliance framework and what you're doing and how you can make yourself a much more attractive target. And frankly, you know, try to get the best price, right, for what you have. And part of that is being able to, You know, I see a lot of companies pre-populate data rooms, right? Even, you know, well in advance of a transaction. You know, they're already getting ready. They're looking at where they stand from a data use perspective. And are they in the right position to really command the price that they, you know, where they think their value really is?
Perfect. Now, talk to us also about managing risk in the deal with respect to timing and the merger agreement itself. Talk to us about tips or issues to manage there.
Yeah, right. So Brian, and unfortunately or fortunately, you know, we're seeing this come up more and more because again, we're seeing more targets, more transactions that are focused, frankly, on data. And so data privacy compliance is kind of coming to the forefront of issues. One way to manage, let's say, you know, a compliance lapse is timing of signing and close. And so making, you know, timing, making sure that close is conditioned on the target getting through a certain number of compliance thresholds, right, before the deal actually closes in order to help offset the risk. We're seeing, obviously, some holdovers and even, frankly, you know, escrow, putting money in escrow in order to account for maybe a cost differential with respect to compliance that has to get done.
Okay, so unpack for us, Cynthia, the escrow point a little bit. How would you make use of escrow as a feature or an option in managing risk in the deal?
It's a good question. So the first thing is that we take a high level approach, looking at this is where outside counsel with and also, you know, working with the business team and the in-house legal team, taking a look at where the compliance lapses are, how much we think we need to do, you know, to get to a reasonable point by close with respect to compliance, and then what we will need to do post-close, taking a look, putting in place a framework, a timeline, and then a cost estimate. And then again, working with the business as to how much of that cost estimate with respect to compliance they want to essentially make the target responsible for, right? And then putting that into the basket of, you know, basically the cost shifting.
Interesting. Okay. Is there a mini choice that the buyer has to make on some of this stuff? For example, try to get perhaps a lower cost and then do the remediation post-acquisition versus trying to put more of it on the target while it's still a freestanding company? Is that a mini strategic decision buyers have to make?
Yes, it is. Let's say there are a lot of tension points in that decision, right? Because depending on when you're able to make an evaluation as to what remediation is going to look like, right? The sooner you can make that decision, then the sooner you can understand how much it will cost and how much you can potentially shift to the target. And maybe you don't want to. Maybe strategically, right, from the business perspective, it doesn't matter. You're already getting a good deal, or, you know, you feel like you're getting the appropriate, you know, you're paying the appropriate price for the target. And so you're less concerned. But again, not having that information and sort of getting up to speed on that at the, you know, just before signing, is not a good place to be, because again, it creates a lot of tension, frankly, between legal and business, potentially internally, right, at the buyer.
Perfect. We will leave it there. Cynthia Cole, cyber and privacy attorney with us out on the West Coast, tremendous deal experience. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for our next podcast when we connect on tech. For more information on data and technology, subscribe to our blog at connectontech.com or visit our website at bakermckenzie.com.